You want the sales and those all-important word-of-mouth recommendations? Well, what you need is confident, competent, and curious communication. Hi, I'm Tricia Lewis, and I'm going to get you sorted with tactics for mindset, motivation, impact, and influence. And guess what? It's going to result in the sales and the recommendations. Here we go. So you're about to walk into a huge, big hotel, ballroom, lounge, whatever, full of people, mainly who you've never met before. It's some kind of a networking business event. And tell me, do you just drift in there without giving it a second thought? Because you are so full of social confidence that you don't even register the idea that you could have a problem. Or are you momentarily thinking, I might just go to the loo again? Or, hang on a minute, I'm not sure that I'm wearing the right thing. Or it could be quite easy for me to just turn back at this stage and go and have a coffee on my own. And generally beginning to feel your heartbeat a little bit racy and going into some odd negative self-talk spiral. Well, I'm going to make an assumption that there are more of us who fit into that latter category than the first. It's an assumption, but let's go with it. I honestly don't think that many people are so naturally socially confident that they don't even have to give it a little bit of thought, effort, and conscious kind of activity in their brain when they enter situations like that. So I think I'm going to slightly dispel a myth that many people might have, that there are people who are just born confident and they just carry on being confident without any effort. And I'm going to give you some really good tactics for what I think most of us need, basically. I'm going to give you three good warm-up exercises for doing before you enter any situations like that, and I'm going to give you a couple of extremely usable tactics to use throughout your social interaction. This is all about social confidence. So many of us feel confident because we've worked at something for quite a long time. We've gained a lot of knowledge in that particular area, and therefore the idea that somebody's going to ask us to talk about it is really not a problem. In fact, we quite welcome that idea because, yay, we've got a chance to show off our knowledge. And so often in a work environment or a situation where you're having a meeting with someone and you know it's going to be all about talking about this thing that you absolutely live, breathe and know to the nth degree, then social confidence isn't necessarily a problem because you're in control of it. It's a topic that you totally understand. Off you go. Social confidence becomes more of an issue when you're thrown into a much more random situation and you don't know what you're going to need to talk about. And the chances are you're going to have to do some of this horrible thing called small talk. Da, 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 da. Now, for many of us, the idea of small talk is so yuck, either because it's scary or because we just we've worked out that it's useless and it's pathetic and only, you know, stupid people do small talk. Therefore, we're so academically brilliant and intelligent and clever that really it's beneath us to do small talk. But you know what? I think we've done that as a protective barrier because actually you do need to be able to do a bit of small talk. You can't just launch into some kind of event like I've just described and immediately start talking about your knowledge about, you know, sort of engines or aviation science, or I'm making things up now. You can't do that. That would be really off-putting. You'd put up a barrier and people would be running away from you. So you have to have the ability to get a little bit of that small talky situation going. Now, if you're like me, you'll be quite good at actually doing the small talk, but very quickly planting a seed or two that ease your way from that small talk into a more meaty sort of, I can't use the word meaty, I've been vegan for 4 months now, a more sort of gritty conversation topic that you're going to enjoy, basically, whether it's your specialist subject or something that you're just really fascinated with. Once you get into a place where you're enjoying it, you're interested in it, then you feel much more relaxed. So yeah, it's good to quickly get to that place, but you do probably need to be able to overcome your fears initially to be able to take it to the next stage. So this is where these various exercises come in. And by the way, people who know me might think, oh, yeah, this is all very well for you, Trish. You clearly have got this social confidence thing. Well, I need to just quickly tell you that I'm not going to give you my whole life story, but I was unbearably shy and totally lacking in any form of self-esteem for many, many years of my life. I had to really work on having any form of confidence, let alone social confidence. Weirdly, I took up acting, which, well, it's not weird. You can figure out the science behind this. You hide behind a character, don't you? But I did force myself then to not stick with the idea that I could only feel confident when I was acting, and push myself a bit further and do a different kind of sort of speaker performance-y thing, which meant that I did have to socialise before and afterwards with the people at that event. It was really difficult for me in for many years, and I had to use a lot of tactics, a lot of deep breathing and motivational kind of self-talk before going into those situations. I honestly do know what it feels like to feel utterly panicked at the idea of talking to people you don't know. So I am coming from a very deep place when I talk about this subject. So let's get some exercises and some tactics and get you going. These exercise suggestions come from a brilliant book called Fearless Social Confidence, written by Patrick King. Fearless Social Confidence. Live freely, strategies to conquer insecurity, eliminate anxiety, and handle any situation. He suggests the following three exercises. Firstly, warming up by reading a few passages out of a book, maybe a kiddie's book, about 300 words, read out loud. You don't have to have anyone else in the room. The idea of this is to warm up your expressions, your voice, your, you know, pushing out of your default mode. So read it out with loads of expression, put silly voices on, you know, just have fun, because that kind of relaxes you into a state where you know you've got a range that you can use. None of it's going to be out of the sort of norms, because you won't put on a silly voice when you're talking, but just to know that there's more flexibility in what you can do with your voice and your expressions is a great warm-up exercise. Number two, visualize. It is such a useful thing, and I do this, I still do this, to visualize that situation you're about to go into. So in other words, you make the unpredictable predictable. Go through it step by step. I'm going to walk through that door. This is going to happen. There are probably going to be people over there. There'll be the coffee over there. So there might be little clusters of people. How am I going to... Will I look silly when if I try and... I'm going to... Okay, let's imagine I do... Just go through it. Visualize, and get more and more positive about that visualization as you do it. Number three, use some external stimulation. I like the sound of this. Listen to an inspiring speech before you go in. Listen to some music that gets you going. Do some push-ups. In fact, listen to some music and do some push-ups at the same time. Whatever works for you, use some form of stimuli to get you warmed up before this scenario. Right, those are the exercises. Now I'm going to give you some tactics. One of them that this chap Patrick recommends is having what he calls a calling card prepared. This is basically having a thing that you know that you're confident about talking about. Whether it's a little description of an event that just happened, a little story, something embarrassing even that happened to you, because that's always good, something that you're fascinated by that you've just read about, something that you know you can feel very confident about. And so if things are going into some slightly tense place and you feel you've got nothing to say, you can whip out your metaphorical calling card. The other tactic is to become a teacher, and this I really approve of. If you've got something that you can tell people about that you know they're going to be really interested about, the minute you get that opportunity, then take it. You know, use your sort of teacher mode, because provided you're not lecturing somebody who doesn't want to know what you've got to say, if you've been asked to talk about something because they're fascinated by it and you're the one that knows most about it, then go for it. You know, you'll feel wonderfully confident once you get into that place. But on a slightly different sort of slant of that, it is the general idea of getting out of your own head. And I use this a lot. I discover for me the best tactic when I had to do those, for instance, long 5-course dinners before I was the guest speaker or whatever. So I knew I had to go through this social thing before I did the thing that I felt confident in, that I was in control of, if you like. And so I had to develop techniques, because I used to get really freaked out about this. And the reason I was freaked out was because I was way too much in my own head. The self-conscious devil had taken over in my head. So I've developed a really good way of very quickly, firstly, giving compliments to people, but you've got to do that authentically, otherwise please don't do it. And secondly, asking them about themselves, being interested. It's the best technique ever, because it takes the spotlight off you and you begin to then feel much more relaxed as you listen to people, and you'll find a way of getting into that conversation, and bit by bit you'll forget that you ever felt anxious. Brilliant. So that's enough for today. Just make sure you've got your safety nets. Make sure you've figured out some calling cards, if you like, and use these techniques. Get yourself prepared and warmed up. There's a fabulous site called Shrink for the Shy Guy. You don't have to be a guy. It's just a brilliant, brilliant site. It's Dr. Aziz, A-Z-I-Z. I'll put some links under here. But honestly, he's got a podcast which you can listen to as you travel around. And I thoroughly recommend it, full of brilliant techniques and tactics. As I say, I'm coming from a very personal place when I say, get rid of the myth that people just either are or aren't socially confident. It's a skill. You learn it. You push yourself. You get over the fear of failure. You practice. You get better at it. You get yourself some tactics. That's it. Oh, by the way, you also work with a coach.
Not too serious, that's how you'll fall. Look at the good side and your mood will follow. Now just dream, all the clouds will fall.